council has pulled its funding from the Shuswap Water Council, SWC, but will stay a member. The decision was made at council's March 25 meeting after much discussion over the participation of other players at the table. Most notably, the Columbia Shuswap Regional District, CSRD, has ended its funding following a referendum on future taxation to support the SWC, which falls under the Fraser Basin Council. It was defeated by electoral area residents in February, and as a result the $160,000 contribution from the CSRD will not continue. Town. Debbie Cannon, Salmon Arms representative on the SWC, made a motion that council withdraw its $40,000 in funding. "I don't think it's right if you don't have all the people at the table contributing," she added. Town. Sylvia Lindgren voiced her disappointment over the CSRD's action and suggested council continue its funding as the current fiscal year ends March 31. "That seems to me like an inappropriate move to make without giving them any warning or a year to make adjustments." Lindgren was initially against council pulling funding but changed her mind after hearing what several of her colleagues had to say. "We are sending a political message by discontinuing the funding. I hope it sends the message we intend," she added. "I don't want my vote in favor of this motion to be taken as any kind of commentary on whether or not their work is valuable, because I think that it is." The only other government body that contributed to the SWC is the Thompson-Okanagan Regional District, TNRD, at $53,600. Mayor Alan Harrison noted council's decision does not mean that it won't contribute in the future. "If there is a new model that comes from the Fraser Basin, through the province, we may decide to recontribute. But at this time I do not see the value there." At its March 13 meeting, SWC directors approved a 2024-2025 work plan and budget which is effective on April 1. Its operational expenses are $323,170 with partial funding, $150,366, from operating reserves, which include past contributions from Salmon Arm Council. SWC staff are also looking at alternative funding through grants and other levels of government. Read more, 10th Avenue. SW Multi-Use Path Extension Contract awarded by Salmon Arm Council. Read more, Salmon Arm Council approves more cash for Fire Smart Waste Disposal Grant.